Hello.
Hi, is this Megan?
Yes.
Good to speak with you. This is Paul. I'm calling from Local Splash. I just spoke with James. He did say that you would be the one to speak with regarding branding the business on Google, and I wanted to ask if you had any questions for me?
Nope, not right now.
Okay, all right. I think I do have most of the information for the business. Of course, it's Reno Ready, and that's kind of all one word, right, with both the R's capitalized?
Yes, and we are an LLC, so I don't know if you need that.
Well, it's a good point to discuss because it's completely up to you. I see that it seems to be branded without the LLC, so that's your preference, right, to leave the LLC
off?
Well,
we just switched it to the LLC, so we will be updating that, yeah.
Okay, so you do want the LLC then to be part of the branding, so I'll add that. That's perfect because, I mean, we're doing a lot of branding here for the business, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, all of those things, and it's renoreadypros.com. That's the website that we're going to be promoting, right?
Yep.
And then is the 828-228-5650, that's the number for the customers to call, right? That's the business number? Okay.
Yep.
And that's also, that's a good number for me to reach James, and this is the best number for us to use to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. You're both going to be authorized points of contact on the account, meaning that either one of you can call us and speak with us with any questions that you might have, and if we try to reach out to one of you and we don't get you, we might try the other one. Oh, the other thing I did want to ask, I never did ask James, I do see the 5063 Dysartville Road, but that's a residence, right? That's not like a showroom or a location that you want your customers to know about?
Right, and actually we've moved. We just moved.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, so that was a rental, but now we own our home.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Okay. We haven't had a chance to switch all that over. We actually were moving the week of the hurricane.
Oh, right.
So it's just been very chaotic since then.
Yeah, that's a busy week right there. And yes, chaotic is, chaotic describes a move anyway without the hurricane on top of it.
Exactly.
What is the new address then? And again, this is not for us to promote anywhere online. Of course, Google doesn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would. But what is the new address?
The new address is 515 Salem Road.
Okay.
And it's still Morganton, North Carolina with the same zip code.
Same zip code, which is 28655.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then we never did get your last name.
So our last name is Civitello. It's spelled C-I-V as in Victor, I-T as in Tom, E as in Edward, L-L-O.
Okay, perfect. And then the renoreadypros@gmail.com is a good email address for us to send important information we want you to have for your records. Okay.
Yep. We both access that one. So.
Well, that's perfect then. That's perfect. So you guys are all squared away for the information that I need. Now, I was telling James, and he said it would be with you, but we will do what's called a client interview, and it's just like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you and then to kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure we know things like a mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about the business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, obviously 17 plus years of experience. So we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the one thing that I would need to do here in addition to that is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it is required of us. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, that it even includes Facebook ads and things like that. Now, before I do the voice verification, I just wanted to clarify the spelling of your first name. I have, is it M-E-A-G-A-N?
Nope. So mine is M-E-G-H-A-N.
Oh, I like the uncommon spelling. You said, come on, fingers, you can do this. M-E-G-H-A-N.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad I got that fixed. And then the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. And you can certainly stop me if you – it's pretty straightforward, though, but you can stop me if you have any questions. I do have it pulled up right now.
Uh-huh.
And it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Megan. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Reno Ready LLC.
Perfect, and that is exactly how I have that with the LLC. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Megan Civitello, and I'm an owner manager.
Okay, and I have that as M-E-G-H-A-N and then C-I-V-I-T-E-L-L-O.
Yes.
Okay, and then, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes. Yes.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Megan, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you and James are also actively involved in the campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Megan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. James said that he canceled Yelp, but you guys are still doing Angie's. That's totally fine. There is no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for the business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to including the LLC, we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for the business online, we do ask you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for the business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service and a fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 4th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299.00. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does mm-hmm. include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. There is also the social media campaign. Paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, which means, of course, okay. that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause it seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Megan, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Megan, do you understand and agree to these renewal yes. and cancellation terms? Okay, perfect. Yes. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
It's a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
It's my name with my middle initial, L.
L, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards
yep.
do. And I am ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4737
mm-hmm.
0340.
Okay.
5597
mm-hmm.
1361.
And then the expiration month and year?
527.
05 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
095.
095. So I have 095, 095. I've got May or 05 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself the 4737 0340 5597 1361?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I actually don't right now.
So. That's okay. That's okay. You'll get the information by way of email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, mm-hmm. you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or perhaps the next business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. Now, you will receive that email along with an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also yes. receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but it typically takes about 30, maybe 35 minutes, gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, and then gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I could actually get you in at 2 o'clock, or this afternoon there is a 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Which would work best for you?
What time is it now? Do you have anything tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's pretty much wide open, with the first
okay.
one being at 10 a.m. Eastern, the last one at 6, just the one exception of 3 o'clock when that department takes a late lunch. Would you want something
Let's
kind of
to 10.
Mid-morning?
10 tomorrow would be good.
Okay, perfect. We'll schedule it from 10 until 11. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time. You'll get at 9 o'clock a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 10. You'll also in a few minutes get a calendar invite direct from me. That calendar invite going to the email address that we have on file is, again, also just for your record. You don't need to respond to it. Many people mm-hmm. do, and it's fine if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello answer any quick questions you might have. Of course, introduce you to your technician before handing it over. And the number that we are speaking on, your number is the one that we should be calling, right, for the client
yes,
interview?
Please.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like the one that you received already is the one that I would like you to look at. You will get the welcome email in a minute or so, but the one that you have received or should have received says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. So open that one up. It's going to say something like, hello, Megan. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice, we sent a copy in. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So go ahead and click on those two words. And it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, this is everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything. Your time is quite valuable. But please feel free to scroll through that. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people will be searching on their smartphone, so we'll be mirroring the content on Bing. Of course, we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. You'll see the long line that goes across, and below it, it populates the 5650 number and a couple of boxes. It says, I agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you authorize that you're the signer and holder. So click on both of those boxes. You'll see the longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. When you click in that box, you can either copy and paste your name or type it in. It does have to be an exact match. So if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. And if you are typing it in, it is case sensitive, so the M, L, and C are all capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial, just the space before it and after it. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. But once you have an exact match of your name, click the confirm signature box. And that's the orangish colored box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it does a few things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee. And of course, it does allow us to make sure that Google recognizes you as an active business and for us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, it's not loading. I signed
okay.
It, but...
It's not pulling up the next screen. I heard that on Friday, and our technicians are still working, I guess, to fix that. But that's okay because you don't need to log in anyway. If you try to log in now, you're just going to get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. It is, though, coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for you to then track. Your welcome email, which was also just now sent, has not only our contact information. I think most of the emails have our contact information on there. This also has your login credentials. Now, the login, the password, you can change it at any time. It's for Google, the number four, and then lowercase Google, no spaces. The username is in our system the same way, so it cannot be changed. It's the 5650 number with the area code included, so 828-228-5650. Just numbers, though, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You can, of course, change that password at any time, but that username in our system makes it easy for us to associate with your account, access any information. Of course, it's easy for you to remember as well. I'm going to send you that calendar invite now. Again, you don't need to respond to it. Oh, there's one more thing that I wanted to do here, just to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security on the account, just a simple question and answer. So make sure that James knows the answer in the question here. But if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Reno Ready LLC, even if it's you or James and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you every now and then to verify the answer to the question. And then this is especially important like a week or so from now. Obviously, our goal is to make sure that customers customers are calling you. That increased online presence, though, may also mean that you'll get phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google, even if they claim to be local Splash. Make sure they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. You can even ask your client interview technician tomorrow if he has that information. He should be able to pull it up, or she would be able to pull it up pretty quickly. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, then just don't even entertain that phone call. Just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states that moving forward, it bills on the 4th of the month for that flat rate of $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city we were born in.
City, and then what is the answer?
I'm going to spell it for you. Hold on. Sure. I'm going to take it back here. It's S-C-H-E, like elephant, N like Nancy, E again, the letter C, T like Tom, A, D like dog, Y.
Schenectady. Okay.
Yes.
I have to type it in twice.
I'm surprised you knew how to pronounce that.
Well, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls at 10 tomorrow, I'd be real happy to say a quick hello to you. Our technician will call with or without me, but it'd be nice to say hello, and we'll definitely make sure that we're calling this number that you and I are speaking on when we do that client interview tomorrow. You're all set and squared away. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website in front of more eyes, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you too, Megan. You and James have a great rest of the day, and we'll be calling you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.